Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we're reading from the 10th canto, chapter 79, text 16 through 22. So we'll say text 22 responsively, and I'll read through these other texts till we get to that point. Tatra yutam adade nur brahmane vyo hala yudha kritamala tamraparnim malayam chakulachalam tatra gasyam samasinam namaskritya vinajata yojita stena chasirbir anugato Dakshinam tatra kankayam durgam devim dadarsasa. There at Setubandha, Rameshwaram, Lord Alayuga gave the Brahmins 10,000 cows in charity. He then visited Kritamala and the Tamraparni rivers and the great Malaya mountain. In the Malaya range, Lord Balaram found Agastya Rishi sitting in meditation, and after bowing down to the sage, the Lord offered him prayers and then received blessings from him. Taking leave from Agastya, he proceeded to the shore of the southern ocean, where he saw Goddess Durga in her form as Kanyakumari. Tata palgunam asadya pancho pasanam yutam Vishnu sanito yastra natva parsha java yutam. Next he went to Palguna Tirtha and he bathed in the sacred Panchapsara lake where Lord Vishnu had directly manifested himself. At this place he gave away another 10,000 cows. Tato Bhivraja Bhagavan Keralam Stu Trigartakam Gonakakyam Sita Chetram Sanidhyam Yatra Durjate Aryam Dvaipayanim Chusva Suparakam Magadbala Dapim Bayoshnim Nirvindyam Upasvichyatta Gandakam Pravishya Revam Agamad Yatra Mahishmati Puri Manutirtam Upasvichya Bravasam Punar Agamat. The Supreme Lord then traveled through the kingdoms of Kerala and Trigarta, visiting Lord Shiva's sacred city of Gokarna, where Lord Durjati, Shiva, directly manifests himself. After also visiting Goddess Parvati, who dwells on an island, Lord Balaram went to the holy district of Surparaka and bathed in the Tapi, Vayoshni, and Nirvindya rivers. He next entered Dandaka Forest and went to the river Reva, along which the city of Mahishmati is found. He then bathed at the Manu Tirtha and finally returned to Prabhas. So let's chant this verse responsibly. Shrutva dvija katyamanam Guru Pandava Samyuge Zarvorajanya Nidhanam Bharameni Ritambhuva Shutva Dvijaya Kachyamanam Guru Pandava Samyuge Garvara Janya Nidhanam Mbarameni Ritam Bhuva Sutra Dvijaya Kachyamanam Guru Pandava Samyuge Rajanya Nidhanam Rajanya Sarva Rajanyam Nidhanam Mbarameni Ritam Bhuva. Translation and word for word. Shrutva, hearing. Vijay, by the Brahmins. Kachyamanam, being related. Guru Pandava, between the Kurus and the Pandavas. Samyuge, in the battle. Sarva, of all. Rajanya, kings. Nidhanam, the annihilation. Mbaram, the burden. Mene, he thought. Tritam, removed. Mbhuva, of the earth. Translation by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The Lord heard from some Brahmins how all the kings involved in the battle between the Kurus and the Pandavas had been killed. From this, he concluded that the earth was now relieved of her burden. Please repeat. The Lord heard from some Brahmins how all the kings involved in the battle between the Kurus and the Pandavas had been killed. From this he concluded that the earth was now relieved of her battle. Of her burden, excuse me. Om Gana Timrandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svapadantitam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tiyu Tipata Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagnadatam Sagana Raghunatham Gitam Kam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Hidamsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dr. Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavane Shri Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha kalpa trubhyasya kipa sindubhye bacha patitanam bhavane vyo vaishnevo namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this section of the Bhagavatam, we have Lord Balaram making a tour, different holy places all around India. Now this is the Lord setting his example for the conditioned souls, the need to purify one's heart and connect deeply with the Lord by visiting places where he appeared, places that have been blessed by the Lords and by his advanced devotees. So the Lord always, by his activities, sets the example for the conditioned soul. Because yad yad acharati shreshas, whatever example the great personality gives, all the world will follow. So in this area, in this section, we also are contemplating this this concept of what it means to be on pilgrimage and what is a pilgrimage. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, 13th chapter, text 10, it's stated, Babad Vida Bhagavati Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Svantam Shena Vidapata. That, my dear Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy praises personified. Because you carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. So this verse is spoken about Vidura. He came back and he was being received by his Yudhisthira Maharaj. And he, of course, recognizes Vidura as the well-wisher of the Pandavas, of his family, and that he has been on pilgrimage himself for quite a long time, many years. But he was saying that, my dear uncle, you are such an exalted devotee, you do not require to travel to the holy places of pilgrimage. Because wherever you stay, that will turn into a holy place of pilgrimage. And Narottam Das Thakur, he also says that to go to the place of a pilgrimage is what? It's kind of a mental satisfaction. And actually, if one is fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna, he is so exalted that wherever he lives, it turns into a holy place of pilgrimage. So this is the realization of very advanced devotees that ordinary persons, they go to places of pilgrimage. Why? They carry a burden of many, many hundreds and thousands of sins. And they want to be relieved from all the suffering and tribulations, both present and future, that are accumulated. No one wants to suffer in this material world. And if someone gives you an opportunity, here, put your sinful actions here, I'll take them all. Everybody becomes quite enthusiastic. We hear this as a calling card of some religions that they just want to give all the sinful reactions to the leader of that religious group, some incarnation, some guru, and they can go on continuing their sinful life. So, Brikshit Maharaj, he heard about this from Sukadeva Goswami, and he rejected this. He said, what's the value of just going on and atoning for your sins by going to places of pilgrimage and then just going out and committing the same sins again? It doesn't really take you anywhere. You're just going up and down, no advantage. So he rejected that. What he was in favor of, however, was pure devotional service, which uproots the seed of sinful desire within the heart. And this pure devotional service is imparted to a surrendered soul, one who is willing and interested, by his contact with a pure devotee of the Lord. Because he carries this devotion in his heart, and he's able to transfer it, impart it into a surrendered soul. And when that is transplanted, then the seed of pure bhakti can grow. So we are very fortunate, because in this age, not everyone can go forward and have time to go to the holy places of pilgrimage. It is a great cost, and it takes a lot of time. And often people get sick and other austerities just to get there. So many people cannot do it very often. And one can bathe in the holy rivers and holy kuns again and again and gradually become purified. Of this there's no doubt. But something very wonderful and special, practically very uncommon, we may almost say never heard of in this modern age, has occurred in the recent history. That many, many holy places have been created all around the world. So people do not have to travel extreme distances to go to a holy place. There was a point where the Lord Krishna was, I think, preparing to leave this world, and the holy places, especially the holy rivers, came to him. And this is from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, quoted as follows. Speaking on behalf of all the sacred rivers, Yamuna, Godavari, Sarasvati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, etc., Ganga Devi said, Lord Krishna, we can see that your pastimes are about to end and people are becoming more and more materialistic. And we can just imagine, if they were materialistic back in that day, what are they now? Descending to the level of animals very rapidly. He said, but you have been very merciful to us, and after you leave, however, all the sinful people of Kali Yuga will take bath in our waters, and we will become overwhelmed with sinful reaction. Lord Krishna smiled and replied to Ganga Devi, "Be patient. After 5,000 years, my mantra Upashaka, the worshiper of the holy name, will appear in this world and will spread the chanting of the holy names everywhere. Not only in India, but all over the world, the people will chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By this chanting, the whole world would become Ekavarna, one class, one designation, namely Hari Bhaktas, devotees of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, Krishna. Because the devotees of Hari are so pure, anyone who contacts them will become purified from sinful reactions. These pure devotees will visit India and purify you of sinful reactions by bathing in your sacred waters. This period of worldwide chanting of Hare Krishna will continue for 10,000 years. After that, the devotees will see the full force of Kali Yuga overtaking the world. At that time, all the sacred rivers should hide under the earth, like the Saraswati has already done, and wait for the next Satya Yuga." And in the Sri Chaitanya Mangala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, "I want to flood the whole world with this chanting of the holy names." I will personally preach and flood India with the Hari Nam Sankirtan. My Senapati Bhakta, Commander-in-Chief, will come and preach in distant countries and flood the world with the chanting of the Hare Krishna. So this is our great fortune. Many of us may not even have been aware of the purpose and the value of holy places, and certainly not the great holy persons that visit there and reside there. But we were so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada came as a personified holy place. And he purified the hearts of so many people around the world, and he continues to do so directly and through his own followers and disciples. So in this way, the whole world is being transformed. I know I visit different places and speak with many people who are becoming attracted to Krishna consciousness. And the concept of them visiting a holy place is very difficult for them to plan what to speak of, really desire and want to have a great eagerness for. But by introducing them to Srila Prabhupada and getting them to take them through this chanting of Hare Krishna, they have actually achieved the benefit of going to a holy place. They have began to become purified and associate with Krishna. Because actually that's what people want to do. They want to associate with Krishna by going to these holy places. Just as Lord Baladev is doing here. He is visiting holy places. He is visiting Lord Shiva, Goddess Parvati, great sages Agastya, and so many holy places. Of course, we know he's purifying those holy places, but he is also showing that this is how you take advantage of hearing. So people, even they go to holy places, they don't take advantage. They think it's like a tour. You know, I just have to walk around and see and bathe and whatever, you know, and do all those steps, and that is good enough. And of course it is beneficial. There's no doubt about that. Just to reside in the holy lands for 24 hours is a great benediction. Because the holy lands are imbibed and filled with Krishna bhakti. But to have this change of heart requires the interaction of a sadhu. when they have this contact with the pure devotee, then we see a change of heart. I remember I went to the Bhakti Viksha group in Jacksonville about a month ago. And one lady came forward. We were talking about the chanting of the Holy Name on a daily basis. And she said, I want to admit one thing to you. She said, I've been coming to this group for several months, coming, listening, going, taking some prasad. But when I started to chant daily the Holy Name of Krishna, my life changed. And Krishna is now interacting in my life. And things are changing. And I could see her genuine, heartfelt enthusiasm for the process of Krishna consciousness. Now, that gives us great satisfaction. But it's not simply, oh, there's another person who believes like we do. But actually, this is a person taking steps to end the process of the cycle of birth and death and to achieve the highest achievable state of pure Krishna consciousness and going back to Godhead. For the living entity, there is nothing higher than this, to go and end this life going back to Godhead. And so Srila Prabhupada has come and brought this to the world and spread it so far and wide that even people who are not aware of their opportunity, they still get advantage. They take advantage. It's like we can begin to just contemplate the wonderful preaching going on in Gainesville, for example, where more than 1,000 people a day are taking Krishna prasadam. And many tens of thousands tomorrow will hear the holy name and see the devotees. We may not see them all of a sudden running to the temple, but it is impacting them. And things change in their lives. And Krishna starts to directly intervene in their life. And it is all auspicious. Some people would call this the effect of a cult, some brainwashing, but no. And Prabhupada actually said, yes, your brain needs washing, is full of all rubbish. It's true, actually. People fill themselves up with so much rubbish. In Tampa, we have a program preaching to the students at the University of South Florida. So the one lady there, she came to the kirtan program last Thursday night. We had more than 100 people gather for a nice kirtan for 3 hours, chanting and dancing, and they were feeling great ecstasy, right, Jivana? He was there, he witnessed it. So the next day, she went on some kind of yoga retreat, something. And then I saw, this week, she posted on Facebook. She said, that weekend was simply a waste of time. I will not do this again. And so I wrote her. I said, would you like to come with us? We're going to do some Harinam and preaching and prasadam in Jamaica for a week. She said, of course, I'll go immediately. Let's go. So this change of heart happens. And actually, it's amazing when you see it happen, because it's like, you know, it's not me, it's Krishna doing, acting in their heart. So the devotees are so kind, they take Srila Prabhupada, they take Krishna's name to these people. And they become happy. Their lives change. All these things they want. You know, like sometimes we're going in these groups in Tampa, we have a Bhakti Viksha also, and we read that in this month of Damodar, you offer a ghee lamp daily, and mountains of sin higher than Mount Meru are eradicated just by offering a ghee lamp every day. And their faces light up, and they, wow, I can get rid of all my sins. But what they are actually doing, they're chanting Hare Krishna every day. And those sins are already going away so fast. This is not even the main purpose of chanting Hare Krishna. The main purpose is to develop love of God. But as a side effect, all the sinful reactions disappear and one becomes free from all kinds of distress. And a real awakening in the heart begins to happen as to who I really am and what is my valued purpose of life. I don't need just to go around life trying to enjoy my senses and then take all the sinful reactions and try to dump them somewhere so I can go on in this useless, continued up and down struggle with no progress. No progress whatsoever. So their hearts begin to change and they become attracted to Krishna and his holy name. So this is the great benediction that Srila Prabhupada has brought to us. And we are very fortunate to have that opportunity. Sometimes I meet people and they say, oh, you're a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And, you know, they get all enthusiastic. And I think it just happened. I don't know how it happened. I met a devotee. He brought me to the temple and I started following. And I became attached. I couldn't give it up. I didn't want to give it up. I guess I'm very fortunate. Mother Mukti was saying yesterday she met one businessman in Jayapur. And his father had actually come to the Krishna Balaram site, and Prabhupada met him and immediately engaged him in designing some of the artwork in the temple. And what good fortune came to the family because of that contact and service. And it's carrying on now in future generations. And so they're very, very much appreciated of devotees. They invite them to their home. They feed them. I think Indra Dumna Maharaj is now there and he's feeding hundreds of people. All the devotees are on pilgrimage with him. He went to visit Jayapur. And they're very enthusiastic. They want to do it. They love to do it. Because there's been a touch of Krishna's Sena Pati Bhakta. Somehow or other, their life has changed. So this is the desire of Srila Prabhupada, that we go on affecting people's lives like this and bringing them closer to Krishna, creating these places of pilgrimage everywhere. And making the world happy, creating a revolution. So this is some of the thoughts I wanted to share. Of course, there are other things could be discussed here, like Lord Balaram's example, giving charity, 10,000 cows to the Brahmins. What is that example? An example is that the householder needs to give charity. He's accumulating so much wealth for the maintenance of his family and his household. And if he doesn't give in charity, he becomes selfish, self-centered. And his heart gets hard. And he begins to think more and more of sense gratification, that how this money is only for my enjoyment and the enjoyment of my family members. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that you will become happy by sacrifice. So if you don't sacrifice, how will you be happy? He doesn't say, take all the money and enjoy it. No, he says, sacrifice. Then you'll become happy. And he said, not only will you become happy, you'll get everything you desire by that sacrifice. So by giving away, you get what you want. Not by keeping. You give away and you get everything you want. It's a secret of sorts. That people don't realize. And elsewhere it is said that actually charity should never be given up by anyone, even sannyasis, in any position, any point of life, because it purifies even the great souls. So Lord Balaram is giving us that example so that we remind it and we see that he does it, that we should also do. This charity is one of those acts, and especially Prabhupada indicates in the Bhagavad Gita that charity, there's different levels of charity, but he says ultimately charity, the best charity, the highest charity, should be given to propagate Krishna consciousness. Then the results are unlimited. So it's not that you get back everything or 10 times or 100 times. You get back unlimited. Whoever has such an offer. You give $1 and you get unlimited dollars back. People would line up. The whole world would line up for that. But that return is on the spiritual level as well, both material and spiritual. So it should not be given up in any circumstance by anyone. And then we hear a little further how he meets the Brahmins and hears about the Pandavas and the kings and being killed in the battle of Kurukshetra. So I won't go into that. It could be a quite long story. It's actually a whole book, Mahabharata, written to discuss that whole. We could be here for many months discussing this. So let me stop here and ask if there's any comments or additions, corrections. Yes, Stephen, after that.
Since you mentioned that we went to Tampa, and I have to tell a little story. Ramiya Prabhu goes to Tampa every week and does this class with a bunch of students at the University of South Florida. And so he invited me to come along, and I thought, I will go up there, and I will bring some Alachua enthusiasm to this kirtan. And I got there, and after the first bhajan, the whole group was up dancing. I thought, I'll teach them the Swami step. They were doing the Swami step, the circle, back and forth, going into the crowd and getting every single person sitting up off their feet. And I was just like amazed how these bhaktas and bhaktins, these weren't just a bunch of people who get together once in a while. These are bhaktas and bhaktins. The enthusiasm of that group, it was overwhelming for me. I was actually 100% shocked how fired up these guys were. So much so that I kind of just drifted in the background and looked like a wallflower compared to these guys' enthusiasm. So, well done, Ramiya Prabhu. Very well. Thank you.
I mean, actually, I can't claim any credit because this is the power of the holy name. And it was very spontaneous, that's for sure. The students there, they just wouldn't sit down. I knew they wouldn't, but I didn't think them to be just nonstop. In fact, they wore me out. They were dancing so much.
I was
going to
say, neither did Ramiya. He didn't sit down the whole time either.
It took me a couple of days to recover from that. 3 hours of dancing. But this is the effect. Prabhupada wanted, and you know, he came to America. He sacrificed even so much to come to America. We're celebrating 50 years, Prabhupada coming to America. Because he knew that bringing this Hare Krishna mantra and bringing this Krishna consciousness would change people. It would have a strong effect on them, and they would become, create a revolution in the lives of impious people. So, it happened, definitely. Anyone else want to comment, say some addition, correction? Yes, Mataji. He's going to bring a microphone so everyone can hear you. I hope you don't mind.
I get very attracted to the word benediction, and I want to know if you can be more deeply about what is the benediction that we have from Sri Prabhupada and life when we meet the body, the benediction word.
What is the benediction? The benediction they get is that their lives go from a cycle of birth and death and to now. They have the seed of bhakti, and their lives are progressing back towards Krishna. that sojourn of being in this material world for uncountable number of lives now is stopped, and there's an ending to it. Krishna writes an ending. Okay, you will leave. You will come out. Other than that, the conditioned souls who don't have contact with Srila Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness, there's no end to their story. It just goes on and on and on. Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. The highest planet to the lowest. All there is this repeated cycle of birth and death and suffering. That's all it is. And that's what everybody's cycling through. So when has there been in history an opportunity for even the most sinful people, the most unaware people, to have this chance? When has it been? I don't know. Maybe in Satya Yuga, but certainly not in Kali Yuga. We just see every day the society around us. People are going lower and lower. There was one, if you don't mind, a little reference, because it's in the news lately, this Pope of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, comes from the Jesuit order. And so in America they have a Jesuit university. At least one. And one of the professors there, one of the teachers, lawyer, he said, the institution, the sacrament of marriage, should be abolished. It has no meaning anymore. So this is how hopeless they become. That life is simply sense gratification. There's no point of trying to practice any religious thing because people can't do it, they won't do it, and they get no value out of it. In places like, I saw this other statistic, it was kind of shaking to me, that there's this province in Canada called Quebec, and there 93% of the people claim they are Catholics. And only 6% of them ever go to church in their lives. And often, the only time many of them go is when they're baptized. And so one priest called that pagan baptism. That he baptized them, but they never become believers of, in religion. They remain pagans, unbelievers. So, what is this world? Religion processes are not working because the followers and the teachers, they don't have this pure bhakti. So they can't affect any change of heart. Any other questions? Yes.
Just because it's such a wonderful time here, I was thinking of Rupa Goswami. He recognized what was who Lord Chaitanya was and what his program was when he said, Namo Mahavanavaya Krishna Prema Hare Krishna Krishna Namane Guru Prema. But just thinking, what was he experiencing? He understood. He was one of the first ones that understood what this benediction was that Lord Chaitanya was bringing. So I was thinking, the all explanation marks, or how would you relate what he was experiencing, what he was saying? It's just a nice start. Because it takes us some time to get.
Now, all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, when they heard that verse, they were astonished and amazed that he had captured the essence of Lord Chaitanya's appearance in this world and expressed it so nicely. So, definitely, this Rupa Goswami was an incredible devotee. Anyone else? Jai, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.